This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Yes, it's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Happy Friday. Oh, man. It is. Can you believe we made it after? It's just like, oh my goodness. You know what? Every day is kind of like, you gotta be kidding me. Except I'm almost thinking I'm starting to get to the point where it's the shock. There's no more shock left. And I worry that because I'm not shocked as much anymore, that's the point. Tim, what the heck are you talking about? You know what I'm talking about. Come on, right? It's just I find myself, instead of looking at news and commentary, I'm watching on YouTube how to build a survival shelter. And I'm watching video after video after video about, and I'm enjoying that. So I don't know, Johnny, Jess, what are you guys thinking? Johnny.
I was going to say, I'll send that one to Jess. I mean, it's it was a wild, long winded evening of listening last night, doing my best to breathe in through my nose and cool the soup. Breathe out through my mouth and just kind of chill and take in the information we had to, you know, listening to all those long-winded speeches. But you know what? It's not what today is about. Today's about, you know, all the great ways that, you know, we can celebrate the extracurriculars that here at Busted Pencils we call essentials. And I'm excited to get a little recap on how things are going in, you know, in the state of Wisconsin and all these great sports that are like wrapping up and coming to, you know, state championship time. So we got our guy with us.
Yeah, we got our guy, Chad, you know, free throws, face-offs and free throws, winter sports, winter essential curriculars. Chad, welcome back to Busted Pencils. How you doing, our friend?
Doing terrific. It's a fun time of year.
Really? Because, okay, so Chad, we have been, you know, with you now all through, you know, well, the fall sports too, but now the winter sports. You know what? Jump right in there. What's going on? What's happening? Playoffs, you name it, you know, injuries, fighting. Give us all the dirt, man.
Well, I'm packed up and ready to head to the state hockey tournament this weekend. So it's always a wonderful trek, and I was very fortunate this year to have both our hockey teams that I cover on a regular basis make it to state, which is a surprise. Wausau West on the boys' side make it for the first time in 6 years and able to win a sectional championship. And our Central Wisconsin Storm girls back at state looking to make it back-to-back state titles. So should be a lot of fun with the Storm in the state semis on Thursday night, and then Wausau West in the boys division one semifinals on Friday afternoon. And then the state championship games will be played on Saturday. So obviously just a lot of excitement and ready to roll.
Mm. Johnny, I saw you light up when Chad talked about hockey, man.
Well, you know, I'm a big Storm chaser. I love the Storm. So, and you know, we get to listen to Jimmy K call those games and pretty excited, even though from a distance, but following the Storm and rooting to do another repeat. So, always excited about that team.
So, yeah, so Chad, go ahead. Yeah, Chad, please.
I was going to say they're a number two seed, so they got a shot. Number one seed, the Green Bay co-op is really, really good. They've been number one all year, so obviously there will be a big test. That's who they played in the state championship game a year ago, and I think I would not be shocked to see them play again on Saturday for the title.
Oh, man. That would be great. And I know, like you said, the number one fan, Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, he'll be cheering it on. Chad, okay, basketball, wrestling, girls wrestling. Let's start with what's going on in boys wrestling.
Well, they had the state individual wrestling meet at the Kohl Center last weekend, and it was both the boys and the girls. And to be honest with you, the only ones I kind of kept an eye on were Wausau West, because I had some kids that made it to state on my program. They had three girls who made it to the state individual tournament, and then one boy. And it was really cool to have them come in studio and to see the, especially the young ladies who are, that sport continues to grow really big. But the state tournament for wrestling really is, it's huge. And I think there's at least a couple of hundred different schools that all are part of it. So they fill up the Kohl Center, and there's this incredible energy and incredible excitement. And it really is one of the more successful state tournaments that we have in the WIAA. And it was another fantastic event last weekend.
So Chad, how, if I'm, you know, at Verona High School and I'm a wrestler, you know, take me through the progression of getting to the state tournament. You know, is there a regional? Okay. Because when I used to wrestle back in the 80s, you know, it was like we had our little 12 team conference, but you know, essentially though, it would start with, hey, guess what? Doesn't matter what your record was all season. When it comes to the end of the season, quote, tournament, every wrestler gets an opportunity to continue winning and or placing high enough and then to move on to the next round. We always had sectionals, regionals, and then states is how the progression went. And if you were, you know, typically 1 through 3 in sections, you advance to regionals and then the same regionals and then the states. So just, you know, for anybody out there going like, how do all these kids get to the state finals in the Kohl Center?
Yeah, it's similar. They start with the regional tournament and then sectionals and the state tournament. And to be honest with you, I should know more of this, but I really don't follow wrestling that closely with my other sports. I believe it's the top two who make it from the sectionals onto the state tournament. It may be three, but I do think it's two. But it's along the same lines. I mean, it's kind of along the same lines of all the sports where, with the exception of football, where you have to qualify with a certain record to get into the playoffs, most of the other sports, everybody starts anew. Basically,
right.
You can be 0-24 in the regular season, and you know the odds are not with you that you're all of a sudden going to turn it around and win 6 games in the state championship. But everybody does get the opportunity, and I think that is one of the things that is good. I also understand it as well, like with football, because if you've struggled and you are not able to be at that level, it can be a little bit more of an injury factor. I mean, sometimes with a physicality, if you have an 11-0 team taking on an 0-11 team in the first round, it can be really at the same time that issue with injuries. But no, with the wrestling, it is. I mean, if you're able to get hot at the right time, if you're able to get through the regional and the sectional, and even, you know, just get to that level where you advance, you're able to get to the state tournaments.
Well, you kind of revealed my strategy that I used to use during the season. I would spend the entire season on my back. And then when it came time for sectionals and regionals, watch out. I'd explode and nobody knew where the heck I was coming from, man. Jess, build, you're laughing.
That's explaining a lot for Jess and I, Tim. We're understanding some of the origins and the natural, you know, the origin story of the Tim Bombs.
We knew they came from somewhere.
Oh, you know, I mean, no, actually, it was an incredible thing too to watch again that tournament at the end. You know, my brother actually was an exceptional wrestler, and from that, you know, that start of the, when it came time for sectionals to regionals to states, you know, I mean, those guys at that time, it was just guys who make it to that state tournament. They have, as you said, Chad, really caught on fire in that tournament. And, you know, it's an amazing thing to see. What about hoops? What's going on with hoops?
Yeah, at the girls level right now, they did the regionals last week. So now starting this weekend, Thursday and Saturday are the sectionals. So we're down to the final four in each of the brackets for the sectionals, and whoever gets through the sectionals then advances to the state tournament next week, and the state tournament held at the Resch Center in Green Bay. So basically Thursday night sectional semis, then on Saturday afternoon, the sectional championship rounds. At this level, there's neutral sites. Last week during the regionals, the higher seed would be the host school. But now at this level, they play the at neutral sites, and it's usually very exciting because they usually try to get it somewhere, you know, within driving distance, and you have one half of the crowd that's packed in for one team, one half packed in for the other team, and it really does have a lot on the line. And then for the boys, we just started the regionals this week. The first regional games were last night. That was regional quarterfinals. A number of teams had byes, and now we will have regional semifinals Friday, and then they come right back on Saturday for regional finals with the sectionals next week, and then the state tournament at the Kohl Center in Madison in 2 weeks' time. Basically, it's like state individual wrestling 1 week in Madison, then you have hockey this week in Madison, girls state in Green Bay next week, and then boys state the following week. So big 4 week span in Wisconsin high school sports.
Johnny Lupinacci, a lot going on, man.
Oh yeah. It's that time of year though. It's a great time. I mean, and pretty soon we have the pretty exciting spring stuff turning the corner, right? We got lacrosse coming up, track and field, all kinds of exciting things. You know, the weather's turning, so are the sports, but we're going to be cheering for those hockey state finals and for all the, you know, great healthy closures to winter sports, and also all the cool stuff that everybody affiliated with that does, right? We've had some episodes recently where we talk about like team managers and social media teams and all the different ways that, you know, people in the education world, even students, are getting extra education out of those activities. But also it's kind of like, I don't know what to call it, like a town gown kind of thing. It's a close relationship between our schools and our community with events that everybody loves. So that's my favorite thing when public education interfaces with the community in a way where we all enjoy these things and our students are learning even more to complement their excellent educations. Hey, you know what, Chad, as we're kind of talking about things, I love curveballs. Tim loves to throw what we call a Tim bomb. But any surprises this season? Any big, whoa, that came out of nowhere?
Well, the biggest surprise was in hockey because as part of the conference that Wausau West is in, Stevens Point is in, just down the road here in central Wisconsin. And Stevens Point was by far the number one team in the state all year long. They went 24-0 in the regular season. They beat every other ranked team. So it was not a case of they played a soft schedule. They were by far the number one ranked team in the state. So everybody was thinking Stevens Point, make it to state tournament, maybe win the state championship. And they lost their first playoff game. I mean, to a team that they had beat 8-0 earlier in the year. So you talk about playoffs where it's a brand new season. And that was the case. I mean, they had played Chippewa Falls earlier in the year, 8-0, dominant. So Chippewa Falls goes to this point for the first playoff game. I think Stevens Point may have thought, hey, this is just the warm-up before we get to sectionals. Regional game, they lose. I mean, just I saw somebody from Chippewa Falls who's covered sports there said probably in all of his years covering high school athletics, never seen anything like that, where it was such a big underdog team with a losing record, went into the number one ranked team in the state, and beat them in the first round of the playoffs. It was just amazing.
I think, man, you hear that. It's just like, what was it? Was there an individual inspiration that caught fire then through the team? Well, you know, because think of what you just said, Chad, right? You know, betting odds on that would have been, hey, you know what you got to do, right?
Right.
You know, but I just wonder, you think, you know, like, where does this come from?
Well, I was getting score updates from a radio guy that was doing that game. I was doing the West game and he was doing the Stevens Point game. And at the end of the second period, it was 2-1. And he added a comment. He goes, Stevens Point is sleepwalking through this game. It wasn't a case of injury or wasn't a case of illness. It was a case, I think, they came in overconfident. And again, when you play a team the second time, when you beat them 8-0 the first time, I think they just came in. And one thing over the years I've noticed with high school athletes, you can't turn on a switch. It's one of those things where if you come out where you're just dragging a little bit, it's hard to turn on that switch. If it's turned off, it is off. And then all of a sudden in a playoff situation, whether You know, in hockey, you're gripping that stick a little bit harder. In baseball, you're gripping that bat a little bit harder. In basketball, that rim starts to get really, really tight. You realize as a high school athlete that your season, and in some cases, careers are coming to an end. When you're behind in a playoff game, you start to press a little bit. You start to feel that pressure. And I think that was a case where all of a sudden, you know, you try to turn it on. It's not there.
Wow. Jess, you got some comments flowing there.
It sounds like that's a pivotal learning experience. Mm-hmm. And one of those things that we talk about here, that mm-hmm. this isn't essential curricula. This isn't extracurricular. This is essential curricula, because in life, sometimes you got to get knocked down. Sometimes you got to be shown that overconfidence can be as much of a killer as underpreparedness. So I imagine that the Stevens Point team was doing some deep reflection after that loss and sort of looking inside and going, what happened here? And what do we need to do in order to make this feeling not happen next season?
And one of the interesting things about it, I was actually talking to my co-host on my, I have a high school sports show every Wednesday night. And we were talking because there were two teams in our area that went the entire winter sports season, 24 games each, a girls basketball team from our area and the Stevens Point hockey team. And I asked him, he's a former coach. I say, well, you go into the playoffs, you're 24-0. One of two things are going to happen. You're going to finish off a magical run undefeated, which is very rare. You rarely see someone go through the entire regular season and the playoffs and the state tournament and win it all. You'll be known as one of the great teams of all time. Your community will remember you forever. Or you go 24-0 and you lose. And it's like, it almost in a sense takes away all the incredible accomplishments. It's not easy to go 24-0, but in the end, you remember then you lost in the playoffs. It's one of two things. It's either magical or it is the worst thing that ever happened to these young people.
Man, say that like that. It's like, oh my God, 24-0, and then we lose. Wait a minute, my memory isn't of the 24 awesome win, right? Yeah. Well,
it's real funny, real quick. I had a girl from the Storm hockey team on the show, and this girl is a senior, and it's her fourth year. Two of the years they won the state tournament. One of the years they lost in a sectional game. And I asked her, "What game do you remember the most?" The loss. She remembers that loss. Sometimes the losses hurt more than the wins feel good. It's really interesting.
Johnny, you look like you saw it. You're like, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Winning is great, and you celebrate those moments with your team, and you never forget them. But losing can be so formative and can stay with you, and you do remember those losses. Sometimes more. I mean, it's more of a heavy hit, a little impact on our brains and hearts than those wins.
And the old motto is, falling down is not the worst thing in the world. Then you have to get back up.
That's right.
Mm. As long as you get back up, it's okay to fall down.
Oh, so much there, so much to learn. Chad, we enjoy having you on our Fridays, man. Hey, Chad. Thanks for busting pencils with us, man.
Absolutely. When baseball and softball start up, I'll come back.
Oh, yeah.
You got it. And now for your moment of zen. American exceptionalism. I think that's something that young people need to re-examine. I think that we need to have an honest view of our country, not in order to put it down, but to see it in the context of other countries in the world. That's where history comes in handy.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of Busted Pencils, Free Throws and Face-Offs with our guy, Chad Holmes. And remember to grab great podcasts chocked full of more Busted Pencils content on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or, of course, on the Civic Media website. You can always find us there. Hey, don't you be late for homeroom on Monday. Be sure to grab next week's class and session on Wednesday. And if you don't already know, well, I'm going to remind you that you can catch Busted Pencils live 3 p.m. Central every Saturday across all the Civic Media Network stations for an hour of your favorite blue-collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils.